Hi, Carol.
Good morning, and are you warm today?
We're working on it, Carol. This way, you can't warm up when it's 10 degrees outside.
No, you can't.
You could have a gallon of coffee and a hot tub right here in the studio, and I'd still be freezing. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well,
you know, we're coming to the time where there's not supposed to be much news out there, but there's always lots going on with the Lansing City Council. Carol Wood's a member of the Lansing City Council, and the first thing I wanted to talk to you is about the bond proposal. You want to raise some funds for Lansing. Tell us about that.
Actually, during the Obama administration, he put forth two stimulus packages, one that allowed for a private entity to use bond money, stimulus bond money, to put people to work, and that was the accident fund on garage or parking ramp that was built. The other was to allow municipalities to do some public works project. Since about 2005, we've been looking at the ability to consolidate our garages. We, at that time, had them in three locations. We had one for parks, one for our regular fleet, and then one for our public service fleet. Since then, we've dwindled it down to two garages, and the opportunity with this money would allow us to continue the consolidation, have it in one location over where we have most of our public service fleet at, and at a rate that we wouldn't be able to do at any other time. This would have an ongoing expense of a debt service of around $250,000 for the next few years, but in what we'd end up gaining from that, as I said, a consolidated garage where people could work together. We could cut down on capital expenditures for tools and all of those things, and would make a difference for the city.
And what I find interesting, I was surprised that there was still stimulus money left around. You just figure people would spend it as soon as they can get their hands on it.
Well, this particular one gave us a little bit longer. In fact, this was the deadline. The end of this year was the deadline to have encumbered those dollars. I think at one time the city might have been looking at a parking ramp next to the Lansing Center. That sort of went by the wayside. And again, coming up with a realistic plan that made sense for the people doing the job, as well as looking at how you can consolidate today and save money for municipalities is what we've got on the table now.
So Lansing will get $3.2 million for that new facility. The council also agreed to refinance some outstanding debt from 1998 as well as 2001. Talk about that.
Well, actually, that saves us money. It's just like anybody that sees their mortgage rate interest go down and decides to refinance their houses. We have an opportunity to do that with two bond proposals that actually saves the taxpayers money. It doesn't lengthen the amount of time that we will have the bonds out there. And anything that you can do to save money at this time is important. And we appreciate the fact that the bond council, as they were looking at the consolidated garage, also looked at our other bonds to see if we could do something better for the taxpayers and came up with a way to do that.
Carol, I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Lansing Board of Water and Light. They are requesting the opportunity to raise their rates. What do you know about that?
Well, they're required to put forth a notice to council 45 days before they actually have the hearing on that. We receive notice on that. The commissioners for the Board of Water and Light, they're appointed by the mayor, are the ones that make that decision. That isn't a council decision. Sometimes they think people think because it's a public utility that the council makes that decision, but it is the commissioners that make that. We have seen over the years an increase. One of the things that the board did a few years back was look at making sure that each of their utilities, whether we're talking water, electric, or steam and chilled water, all paid for themselves. At one time, the model was that maybe the electric helped offset the cost of the steam and so forth. And so these are one of the things that they've been trying to get in line. As we all know, with the reduction of jobs out there, there are plants and things that are not using the same amount of electricity. We have 500 houses that are owned by the land bank right now that are inside the city that are not occupied. I mean, that makes a difference on the utilities. And what the board is looking at doing is trying to balance their budget. But I think it's an opportunity for the public, though, to let the board know how they feel about it and question, you know, some of their operations, making sure that along with rate increases that they're making reductions as well. It's important that you ask the questions, that you bring forth concerns, because that's the only way the commissioners will know when they're making their decisions.
Do we know when the public will have an opportunity to ask these questions?
Actually, it will be January 20th, and it's at, I believe, 5:30.
Where is that at?
And that will be at the Board of Water and Light facility that's on Haco Drive, that's off of Pennsylvania.
Okay. You always have good newsy stuff for us. I love that. We're talking with Carol Wood, who is a member of the Lansing City Council. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Medicinal marijuana, these facilities. You know what's funny, Carol? I spoke with someone. I had a journalist call me from Detroit yesterday. And he echoed the same thing when he was asking my opinion on what was going on here in mid-Michigan. He echoed the same thing that I've been saying. People are watching Lansing and East Lansing to see how they're going to handle this, because a lot of communities in the state aren't sure because the law, and he thought it was interesting. Some people look at the law being vague. Some people look at the law allowing local communities to decide how they should set these ordinances.
I know. We've heard that from both sides along with law enforcement. You'll talk to one person in law enforcement that says if it doesn't say in the state statute A, B, and C, then you can't do it. Another person in law enforcement will say that if it doesn't say it, you can do it. So it is a challenge out there, and trying to get it right is the important thing. I mean, we could do absolutely nothing, or we could do as some municipalities have done and outlawed everything because it's not part of federal law. But I think, I applaud my public safety committee over the fact that we've tried very hard to make sure that we understand what it is that we're doing and moving forward on that. We're trying to put together a foundation in the next couple of weeks that the next public safety committee, because at the end of each year when a new president is elected, they have the right to appoint who they want to committees, and hopefully we'll have a good foundation for that next committee to take a look at and move forward on. But we've had a number of people at the table. We've had people that oppose it. We have had owners of establishments there. We've had law enforcement. We have had prosecutors. So it's important to listen to everyone. And again, try to make sure we get it right the first time.
Well, it's interesting about this industry. They're organized, and they have some very smart people who are advising them. And people are smart enough to see an ordinance coming. So we've got almost 70 here in the Lansing area, more than 10 between on Michigan Avenue between 127 and downtown. Carol, just taking a wild guess, how many of those businesses out of the 70 you think are legit, and how many are just you have some concerns about?
Well, and I think maybe a better way to say that are how many are actually up and running. You know, there were a number of them that came forward with an interest, and I think it's just like anything else. They wanted to make sure that their names were in there on the fact that if they did open up. So I think when you look at the fact that we're talking about 70, we might be looking at maybe only 40 that are actually up and running, and I think that's first the important part. I think anything, it's just like problematic landlords. You've got a great deal of them that are doing the right thing, that want to service people, that want to make sure that a patient who needs their medicine, and it's done in a very professional manner. And then you have some that are trying to skirt the law just like anybody else and are not just doing whatever they can to make a profit. And I think that's, again, why it's important that we put forth legislation to make sure that we're helping those that are trying to make a difference in the community and putting those out of business that aren't.
Carol, before we let you go, I've got about 30 seconds. Anything new and newsy going on or any hearings you want to let the public know about?
Actually, our last council meeting for the year will be on December 20th, and it will be at 1:30 in the afternoon. And then we're done with our legislative year until the beginning of January. City Hall is going to be closed from December 23rd till January 3rd, so that there will not be business being done at City Hall during those times. But I will be available by phone to answer questions and try to make sure that the things that public brings forward, we're able to answer.
Carol, thanks so much for the knowledge.
You're welcome. Thank you.